for the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord.
For the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever. For the Lord is good, and His mercy endures forever.
How many know He's God? How many love Him because He's God? I have a feeling we got some people in here, amen, and want a blessing tonight. Is that all right? We'll try to help you get that, amen. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Look around and tell somebody things are about to get a little bit better for you.
Say, I'm still going to say it.
Say, God is about to turn some things around.
Your hands and give them high praise. So well, lift up your hands and give them high praise.
Devil man, say no rock or cry out my place. How many you bound tonight? How many you bound tonight? How many you bound tonight? I want you to know, you know the devil's trying to make you bound, but let him know the devil's alive and you're going to praise him anyhow. Huh? How'd you like to do that? Is that all right? Is that all right? Say, I will not be bound. Say, I worship the Lord and no spirit, no principality, no devil from hell. Come on now, church. If you want to, I'm here to tell you tonight that there's a devil trying to bind you, but don't you let it happen. Is that all right? Now, for those of you that can, those of you know God, amen. Amen. I'm going to count to three. Is that all right? Is that all right? Then some of y'all going to sit there and look dumb. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Is somebody going to get blessed? Is that all right? I'm here to bless you, Lord. I want you to know that. Is that all right? How many gonna praise him? How many say he's worthy to be praised? How many say we come too far to turn around? Did you come too far to turn around? You're gonna have to open that door for me. Somebody say glory, glory, glory. How many of y'all ready to go to war? How many ready to fight the devil? Chris, you're going to have to give me the sound I want. Come on. Turn it up on it. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, we ready to put the nail on the devil's coffin. Somebody say, the devil's a liar from the pit of hell. Somebody say, hallelujah. God said he inhabits the praises of his people. So if God inhabits the praises of his people, hallelujah. So the devil can't stand to be where God is, can he? So the devil can't stand to be in praise. Somebody say hallelujah. Say I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Come on, big. Give me some more of this keyboard. You don't have to feel like it. You ready? Say I'm about to praise God, make the devil mad. You ready? You ready? You don't have to feel it. We're not moved by what we feel, amen. Say, I'ma praise God and get my breakthrough. Is that, yeah, don't you break my glass table, is that right? Ready? I just want you to start out by lifting your hands and giving God a wave offering, is that right? the devil's after your praise. The devil can steal your praise. He can steal your place. Do you hear me? If the devil can steal your praise, he can steal your place. Say, I still got a praise that the world doesn't have. This joy that I have, the devil didn't give it to me. God gave it to me. The devil can't take it away. Say, yes, I'm here to praise. Wouldn't love you to, you know, the devil love to move you from where God wants you to be. But if you're still where God wants you to be, say, I'm still here in spite of what the devil said. Hey! And not only am I still here, I still got joy. I still got faith. I still got the victory. And I still got a shout. Praise him. Go on, get blessed, girl. Hey! Is anybody blessed in here? Can we just go on? Come on. Hey! Did the devil try to do anything to you today? I don't know about you, but the devil tried his best to steal my joy. But I still got it. I still got it. I still got my joy. I still got it. Somebody pray it for me. Somebody pray it for me. Somebody pray it for me. Praise and for me. He might not have been good enough for you, but he's been real good to me. Tell somebody God's been good. He's been good. Now, I tell you what, for those of you that don't know, have anything to praise God for, you can praise him for me. Because he's been real good to me. I don't know about you, but I know what he's done for me. I know where he's brought me from. Hold on, woman. See, you might not, see, I know where God's brought me from. Amen. I come a mighty long way. I like what God's doing. Is that all right? I'm not boasting in myself. I'm boasting in the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God's not finished yet.
Help me! Come on, girl!
Somebody said, I want to come to praise God. Somebody said that, and the devil tried to take it from him. But it's a lie. Hey, you better praise him.
I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed to praise the Lord. I'm not ashamed. No, no, no.
The devil real man.
I have to praise him myself. Come on, somebody say it.
Look at somebody and say, you don't know what God's about to do for you. Say hallelujah. Say it's all about Jesus. Sometimes it'll make you shout. You can go to a lot of places, just sit there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I thank God I can get in here with some people. Amen. I ain't afraid to go crazy. See, because the God I serve sometimes just makes you want to go crazy. And I thank God I got a bunch of crazy people in here with me. You ever just felt like tearing something up? You ever just felt like tearing something up? You ever just felt, sometimes I feel like I just dance through this floor. Devil, just so you feel like making the devil man. I'm serious, if you're getting tired, just tell me. I want you to beat them drums like it's the devil's back.
Devil a spanking. He wearing that devil out. On the devil's back. Ha ha ha!
That's all right, isn't it? Hey, how you doing, girl? Did you make it all right? Doesn't make no sense these people carrying on like this, does it? Isn't he good? Someone say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Tell the devil, say, try it again. I'll do it again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You need to get to the point where you let the devil know when he comes up against you. Amen. So you better be careful, devil. I might just start to praise in this place. Don't let me pull my praise out here. Yeah. I might have to pull a Holy Ghost fit on you. Someone say hallelujah. Every once in a while, you might have to give him one of them. Someone say hallelujah. We said that one time, you make sure you won't give him an ugly praise. Amen. You want to praise him so bad it makes you look ugly. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone say, praise God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Find somebody I love right now in Jesus' name. Is that right? Someone say, glory to God. Your faith to the level, no matter what the need is, God's got it for you. Look at somebody in the face and tell them. If you have a need tonight, amen, why don't you stand up if you just have a need? Is that all right? If you have a need tonight, just stand up. Just stretch out your holy hand. That's all right, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You can have it, amen. So, hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Say, I believe I'm going to get it too.
Sky.
You know, that's what we're here for tonight, to get your need met. Is that all right? That's all we're here for tonight, is to get your need met. When you see a shot like that, that your need might be met. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody get everything I want. Amen. You know, that's what God wants you to do tonight. He just wants you to receive. Whatever you need, reach out and receive. Friday night service tonight, is that all right? You won't take advantage of it, amen? Say, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity. If you have a need, I just want you to come up here. Is that all right? Just come on up here. We're not going to make a show for you. Amen. God's here to bless you. Yes, he is. He's here to bless you. I just sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I just sense that. Is Rick still here? Cell phone, tell them we need a helper. God's here to meet your need, amen. Even with just a little bit of people in here, you can sense the presence of the Lord, can't you? Someone come on over here and play for me.
Praise the Lord. Just in case I don't forget. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How many people you think we can get blessed this year, huh? How many people you think we can get blessed, huh? I'll tell you what. How many people you think we can get blessed this year? You gonna be with us? Praise God. How many people you think we can get blessed? Jesse, can you give me just a little bit more on this? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Gloria, let's go for it. Let's believe God to bless 10,000 people by Christmas. I want you to start, you are our registrar, so I want you to start keeping track. We're going to believe God. Let's believe God. We're going to believe God to bless 10,000 people by the new year. How many think we can get that accomplished? Brother Jesse and I, we've already set ourselves up. We said for the next month, we're going to throw ourselves into overtime. For the next, we're going to be working at least 12-hour days for the next month straight, except for the day of rest. And that's the day that we come here to worship with you. We said we're going to put ourselves out there for 30 days. Amen. To get ready for what God's about to do. Then we're going to go away. Amen. For about a week and come back and watch what God can do. Somebody say hallelujah. You're going to be one of them 10,000. Who wants to be the first to get blessed? Somebody, I guess we have to. Bling, bling. Glory to God. How many believe God can do it? You've been blessed 1,000 times. Somebody say glory to God. Where are you coming from? Border. What you want God to do for you? Huh? You want to be delivered from that. I'm going to lay hands on you. The power of God's going to jump all of you. Text him right now. And there it is. Glory to God. That's the presence. Fire. Fire. And a blast in the name of Jesus. Loose here in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Holla, bada, just stretch out those hands. Hey, hey. Ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Fire. In the name of Jesus. Just stay right there. Ha, ha, ha. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? It's a trip, isn't it? Hallelujah. Sense the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's not me. Hallelujah. More. Deliver him right now. There it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell her she doesn't have to fall out where she go. She doesn't have to. I know she ran. She doesn't have to fall out. Glory to God. She'll be all right. Hey, where she? Did I scare her? To the restroom, or did I scare her away? Huh? She went to the restroom and locked the door in the stall. See, so how many of them you gonna bring in to get blessed? Huh? Father God bless them 1,000 times over for every soul they bring in. Know what he's about to do. Don't nobody have to pray for you, huh? She ready to go. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to fall down, amen. What you want God to do? Come over this place, I'll get him from that speaker, amen. What's your name? Tammy. You ready to give it to Jesus? Have you done that before? Where you go? True gospel hold in this church. Now you ready for God to do something, huh? You know the presence of the Lord, don't you? You know the presence of the Lord? Amen. How long would you want the Lord to do for you?
Just bless me.
Just bless you. All right. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord make it rich, and he added absolutely no sorrow. There's been a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of challenges, a lot of walls built up around you trying to keep you in. But God's going to knock down those walls. Going to set you free. He's going to knock down that wall and give you the deliverance that you've been believing God for. Amen. And a new day. Amen. How do you believe God can do that? Amen. You don't have to fall down if the Holy Ghost moves. Just go whatever way the Holy Ghost tells you to go. Is that all right? God loves you, Tammy, and so do I. Father, touch her right now. Fire! There it is. Glory to God. There it is. Blast in the name from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can just hide about that. Jesus. Watch, never be the same again. Never be the same again. Glory to God. You ready for that change? Wave your hand and thank God for that change. Wave your hand and thank God for that change. Somebody bless God for it. Hallelujah. Seven say, I'm ready to get to good life. Amen. Woo! Something good about to happen. Amen. Is she pregnant? Let's get that chair up here. Hallelujah. I don't want to deliver no babies tonight. Amen. Glory. Amen. What's your name, dear? Huh? Monique, is this your first? Oh, what do you do?
July.
In July. Lord, have mercy. Amen. What you need God to do? Blessing. Can I ask God to do that for you? He hears you just like he hears me. Amen. He hears you just like he hears me, but we can ask together. Amen. And I'm going to ask God to bless you. Tell me what happens. Is that all right? Put your hands up. Father God, right now, let me bless you. There it is. Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, my heart. Bless Monique right now in the name of Jesus. And bless this baby. Bless that baby. Bless that family. Bless that dwelling place. Bless it right now in the name of Jesus. Do something, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know that anointing's already start to move on your life, isn't it? And the best is yet to come. Glory to God. You drive. You drove here tonight. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Come on up here. Where's your ride?
A sign.
Which one is it? Y'all just bless the Lord. Y'all just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Like you got it going on with that ride. Is that your ride? God said he can. That's a nice ride. There's a big bunch of money coming. God's gonna do better. Supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. Come here with me. Glory to God. I tell you what, when you bless God's people, God blesses you. God's been trying to reach these people to get blessings to them for years. And it took a lot of struggling and a lot of sowing to get these people in here, to get them to under the right word, under the right faith, under the right anointing, to break those jokes and have some things happen. They had enough pacifier ministries, glory to God. Hallelujah, but now God's lifted them up, amen, and shown them with supernatural bliss. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They weren't here. I tell you what, you could see, they weren't here years ago. They don't know what this place used to be like. Don't nobody do no falling down lessons around here. It's the Holy Ghost. Someone say, have your way, Holy Ghost. Now just see, that's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He said, partakers of this grace. And that anointing will get on you. Glory to God. It'll put money in your pocket if you need it. Glory to God. It'll chase away devils if you need it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. It'll work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You come here. Hallelujah. I wish I had more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. So say, get ready. somebody crazy enough to help that woman do it? See, that white one's that crazy too, don't they? Of them came were battered by the devil, and they were imprisoned by the devil with sentences, and Jesus and the word of God came to set them free. And Jesus said, listen, I didn't come, you know, for those that are already here. He said, I came to the sick. Glory to God. He didn't come for people that had it all together. Glory to God. He came for people that needed to get it together. Amen. So if you need it together, amen, say, God said, I want to get with those that want to get it together. Amen. Somebody say the anointing of Jesus is here for me to make everything all right. Say, Jesus, stretch your hand. Be my healer. Be my deliverer. Deliver it right now. Fire in the name of Jesus. Work, Holy Ghost. 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 You, I want the Holy Ghost to jump all over you. Is that all right?
That's all right with me.
He got that. He said, that's all right with me. Hallelujah. Oh, see them songs? Hallelujah. See how it works? Huh?
He's jumping.
What's that?
He's jumping.
He's jumping. He's jumping. Well, that's the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Do what he's doing on the inside of you. Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah! That's all right. Go on and do what he's doing in you. Let it work through. See, I tell you what. See, we got to learn about the Holy Ghost. Just real soft for a second. Jesse, I wish you were out here just for a second. You know, we got to learn about the Holy Ghost. Most of the time, the Holy Ghost, what the Holy Ghost wants to do on the outside for us, he does it on the inside first. So if you start to act like what you feel like on the inside when the Holy Ghost is there, guess what will happen? You'll bring that outside, you'll bring that inside miracle out. So that blessing that you want from God, that thing that you want from God, that hand gets laid on you and that blessing go right down on the inside, yes. That blessing gets down on the inside, and if you just start to act like the blessing on the inside, it'll start to come on out to the outside. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, oh, deliverance. Deliverance. It's all right. The church is going to stand. Somebody say, better than we ever thought, better than we could ever imagine. Somebody say, how to set them captives free.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Let all who are weary come.
Yes.
Let all who are downcast come. Let all that are broken come. Let everybody that don't got hope, let them come.
Amen.
Ah. Amen. Bring every broken one. Let them come. Do what the Lord tells you to do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, woo. That's the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. My God. If you can see, Holy Ghost meetings is all about this. Every service is different. But the Holy Ghost meetings is we praise God till the devil goes. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost comes. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise him till the devil gets offended. Hallelujah. And then the Holy Ghost comes. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, when the Holy Ghost comes, the devil runs. Say, I'm going to praise him real good to make the devil, I'm going to put the devil on the run. And when they get that anointing like that, if you sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and the more that they let that anointing work on them, the better things will get. Yes. Go on and say it, brother. What were you going to say?
Comes out of you, makes you greater.
Makes you greater. He's prophesying. He says it comes out of you and makes you greater. And I tell you what, you get a piece of that Holy Ghost anointing, it'll first make your knees shake a little bit, maybe your feet shake, then it'll show up in some shoes. Hallelujah. It'll show up in a hat. Somebody say glory to God. It'll show up in metal and tin. Somebody say it'll work out. It'll work its way out. It'll show up in a job. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, I'm about to get blessed.
I'm about to get blessed.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Stretch out your hand. Which size you wear?
Glory to God.
Say, Father,
Father,
I receive. Say, Father, I receive. A new wardrobe. Say, I receive it. Say, you want to give it to me?
I want to give it to you.
Lord, I know you do.
Lord, I know you do.
I receive it.
I receive it.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus. Bless him with it right now in the name of Jesus. All right. That's 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 all right. Watch. 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 Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Some say God can do it. Hallelujah. What do you say? That's all right to be tickled. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you. He know. See, this brother's smart enough. He know we don't catch good around here. I'm just gonna, brother, I'm just gonna put myself down. Now I tell you what, we're gonna collect all this stuff and sell it back to the devil, amen. I tell you what, God is good, 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 good. God is good, 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 good. Yes, oh, you want us to say, hallelujah. You made it through. How long were you in there? Just one night. Just talking about that, remember? She was at the place, yeah. And she ran into Athena. Ranishar. Jerry's. When they were in there, and she sent message back. I know. He had her there as a witness. God had you there for a reason. Somebody say amen. What you got there, brother?
My girlfriend's
number. Hey, you want me to pray for her or call her up?
Pray for her. Okay.
Portia.
Tarisha.
Yeah. He wants me to pray for Tarisha. Somebody say glory to God. She's a diabetic. Somebody say glory to God. I see Mona in here too. How many girlfriends you got? Huh? Okay, that's your, okay. Okay. All right. So let's, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray for Portia. What are y'all coming from? Aisha. Yeah, forget Portia. We're going to pray for Tarisha. 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 We're going to bless them all. Amen. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we send your anointing. Boy, you go in the cities. He went from Conroe to Porter. Is that where y'all from? Lord, we send the anointing of the Holy Ghost all the way down to Porter in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Good fruit in Porter in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing down there. Let them turn into Holy Ghost-filled, blessed prophets of the Most Holy One. Hallelujah. Let revival happen in Porter. Father God, it's glory and Benita. And them are flowing in the Holy Ghost down there in Conroe, stirring stuff up, making trouble for the devil. Father God, let them stir it up in Porter in the name of Jesus. Stir it up in Porter in the name of Jesus. Hey! Ha! 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 Hallelujah! Hey! You're going to encourage her. Go! Yes, 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 yes! Yes, yeah, yeah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! And there was great joy. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. I'll hold it for you. I'll get it back. Praise Him. Praise Him. You want to praise Him like that too? You can. You can praise Him just like that. Just go on and praise Him. Just go praise Him. Just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy yourself. Say, yeah! Woo! Steal your watch here. Glory to God. Athena, let's agree for Athena and Audra right now. Somebody say, it's a small word. The anointing will find you. I mean, the anointing will go to jail to find you, but I mean, he'll send a prophet to be in jail with you. By the way, the word of the Lord says. Hallelujah. Thank you for receiving that assignment. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Athena and those women right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We invest in somebody's business tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, wherever you are, God will get you. You can run and you can hide from his presence, no, no. Someone say, no rock is too heavy, he can lift up. To find you through there. No mountain's too high, God can fly to find you there. He knows where you are. He can go to the top, to the bottom. He can minister to the millionaire and to the bum under the bridge. They're all his. They're all his. Someone say hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, when God gets finished with me, he'll never be finished with you, by the way. Never. Isn't that crazy? Hallelujah.
I want to give a praise report on my baby, my granddaughter.
She wants to give a praise report about her granddaughter. This is a Holy Ghost meeting tonight.
Yes,
that's why the devil came in here trying to hold this thing up. Let's get this praise report. Brother Jesse, hallelujah. She got a praise report. You see what this woman was back there praising God with the anointing of the Holy Ghost on her? I felt like it was that New Bethel Church of God in Christ in here tonight. This girl took the devil down. I mean, she jumped up. I mean, she was all over the devil's head.
Because when I take her, the other night she had red fever, and I took her to the hospital because we could not break the fever. And the doctor done tests and everything. He came in the room and told me, he said, Miss Mitchell, he said, I tried my best to find a reason to admit her in the hospital. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because see, and you know, I was really in big trouble. So anyway, you know, after coming here, it was by no accident. This is where I feel God wants me to be. This is where I feel Him.
Hallelujah.
This is where I know He said. This is where I see His miracles. This is the place.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just believe God that that fifth Sunday doesn't close down. You don't have to go down there and preach and pull people out. Do you think that door will still stay open?
I believe that if God opened that door, it can't be closed.
Amen. I'm believing God that door will still stay open and that you go back and be more of a blessing than you were when you were there.
Amen.
Go back and sow a bigger seed.
Amen.
Preacher, a heavier message. Amen. Go back and bless the people.
Amen.
You know what? That's what God wants you to be able to do. I tell you what, that's good. Thank you, wonderful people. Y'all must be exhausted. Come on out. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. Only God wants you to get here, get full. Amen. And get out and do something with it. Get out there and do something with it. You know, get out there and bless some people. Amen. You know, when you find people, if you come out of another church and God sent you here from another church, go back and be a blessing sometime. I tell you what, joy is in this place tonight, isn't it?
I want some more black people to come.
Oh, Lord. She said, can you believe this woman said that out loud? She said that out loud. This is a real church. Thank you, Jesus. I want some more black people. I can't wait for the Chinese people to do that here at Nation Church. I've been waiting for Chinese people to get here. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm waiting for anybody to get here. Glory to God. Stick men, rag dolls, glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. But you can go back and be a blessing. Somebody say hallelujah. And that's what the goal is, to be a blessing. Amen. And never a curse. To go back and be a blessing. y'all know we didn't shout and carried on tonight. It's 9:45. So you already had, Rita said, I better take an offering. Somebody say, hallelujah. I'm going to receive an offering. Isn't that a good thing?
Amen.
Y'all see, I'm going to be real about it. Y'all see my bling bling? I got blessed with some bling bling this week. I'm praying for y'all extra hard, too. I can pray with you with either hand now. I can pray with you this one or this one because God blessed me with some bling bling. Amen. Brother Rex sold me. Can y'all believe Brother Rex's brother sold him this ring? And Brother Rex said, I don't like gold. Hallelujah. And he said, Brother Rod, you can have it. And I took it quickly. Hallelujah. Casey changed his mind. So I tell you what, if God comes your way, you know he'll come your way with stuff like that. He has that desire. Someone say, you should be caring about all that stuff. Glory to God. Well, I tell you what, if God wants to bless you, let him bless you. If God wants, it's just not preachers he wants to bless. He can bless anybody. And sometimes he'll bless you to the point to where it humbles you. When God blesses you, it doesn't lift you up. It doesn't make you feel, you know, proud and stuck up. The blessing of God will humble you. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It'll make you want to live right. Amen. How many of you ready for some of that stuff?
Amen.
And someone said, I don't like them preachers. All they talk about money and all this other stuff. Well, I could talk about money. Bring your money. But most of the time out of here, you talk about, you're going to get some. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's God's desire that you be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what the gospel of Jesus Christ does. With the evidence of a good ministry, it'll take a while to get there sometime, but a good ministry, it will knock the hell out of you.
Amen.
That's the first thing it does. Amen. And then it'll fill you with a little bit of heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Before you can have heaven put on the inside, you got to have some hell knocked out of you. Amen.
Amen.
And then God will take you, you know, he'll work you over. You got to let God work you over. God will get on the inside. He'll take that depression, that sad stuff away. Amen. He'll work on your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
He'll just work on you on the inside. Amen. There are certain people that got some spiritual problems. Amen. They don't understand what's going on. But God will heal that spiritual problem. Then he'll start to work with your mind. Thank you, Jesus, for that. He'll start to restore your mind, and it's a long journey sometimes because some of our minds are real messed up. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's a 5-year plan. Glory to God. But God will work with your mind, and after God gets a hold of your mind, hallelujah, then he'll start to work on your outside. Hallelujah. He'll start to work on your outside, not just by you trying to go out and get stuff. Then the blessing of God will just start to naturally happen around you, and you turn around and look at yourself, and when you find yourself more blessed than you've ever been before in your life.
Amen.
You don't have to go.
They
have in church over there. Amen. So sister going to go take care of it. Look at her. She got that finger up. Amen. By the time she get out in that hall, it's going to turn to a fist. Hallelujah. Now, so it's God's desire. I want you to listen to me. Now, I can teach it to you in the Word of God. I'm just talking to you right now. But I can teach it to you in the Word of God. I want you to know it's God's desire to bless you.
Amen.
Not just to save you and let you go on to heaven. Well, you're going to go to heaven, thank God for heaven. But God wants to save you. You know, the Bible says we were saved, we're being saved, and we'll also be saved. Glory to God.
Amen.
And I tell you what, you don't have, God's bus station ain't trashy.
Amen.
You know, many of us are waiting for that train to go on the glory, waiting for the bus to go on the glory. Amen. Well, if God is the God that's going to pick you up at the Greyhound bus station, his bus station's clean.
Amen.
Amen. He has good provisions as you're waiting. Amen. There's no graffiti in his bus stop. Amen. If you're waiting for God to come, you can wait blessed.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You wait, you can wait blessed.
Yes.
Amen. You don't have to run to heaven to get blessed.
Amen.
You go to heaven to be with Jesus.
Amen.
See, people get that confused. They think we go to heaven to see the streets of gold and all that other stuff. I tell you, none of that stuff gonna make a difference when you see Jesus. You worried about, I mean, I want a mansion in the sky. I want a mansion over in heaven. You probably will have a big mansion up in heaven. But who wants to sit in the mansion with Jesus downtown?
Amen.
You know, who's going to be looking at the streets with God walking down the road? Who's going to care about the gold streets?
Amen.
Amen. When everything's free, what you going to buy? You know, you're talking about the gold streets and all this other stuff, and everybody got the same stuff you got. Amen.
Amen.
So now, somebody say now.
Now.
Is the time to let God bless you. And God can bless you.
Yes.
He can bless you. And there are ways to be blessed. You got to have endurance. You got to have faith. And you got to have a hearing ear and the ability to wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And it takes a while to show up. Hallelujah. But it shows up.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll give you the desires of your heart. And once it starts to roll, it won't stop. Praise the Lord. She's a witness to that. Amen. She's a witness to that. Glory to God. She's a witness. When you see those tears, amen, ain't nobody, amen. She's a witness of waiting out to see the blessing of the Lord, hearing all these people talk about all these blessings and stuff. Yeah, I'm hearing it. I'm hearing it. I'm just same as it always, but ain't nothing changed for me. Amen. But if somebody say, not long. Hallelujah. But he's doing it. You look good, girl. Hallelujah. He's doing it. He's doing it. You can look a lot worse. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can. Amen. We sit up there and think you don't realize how far you come. Amen. God's already started to work on you. I wish I had this. I wish I had that. Well, let's think about where you came from. Amen. Hallelujah. You come a long way. Ain't nobody going back. You going forward. Amen. Anybody fall out of a mansion someplace? Glory to God. Things were a lot worse days gone by. Amen. It's getting better as days go on. Amen. Might not be perfect now, but it's a whole lot better than what it used to be. And God's not finished yet. Amen.
Amen.
And when he closes this thing out, amen, when he closes this thing out, I promise you, if you stick on to God, amen, you hear the word of God, you apply it to your life, God will bless you. He'll bring you out of some stuff.
Amen.
What you're able to believe him for, that he will do for you. But it's going to take you, it's going to take you to get to the point to where you start to take the faith step and step on out in it.
Yes, amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whether y'all realize it or not, you make more money than I do. Hallelujah. Think about it. Whatever comes, you know, when it comes through here, it's going to lights and stuff like that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got to believe for this stuff. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, God, you got to understand, blessing, money comes with blessing and stuff like that. But God might want to bless you. He can give you stuff without having a bunch of money sometime.
Amen.
Some of you people are holding up your blessing on your house. I'm not going to get a house until I get a bunch of money, until the money comes through and I can get approved for a loan. That's the only way I'm going to get a house. You better ask God for the house and get it any way you can.
Amen.
Amen. Find out what you need from God and go on and get it. As soon as I get a bunch of money and get that money coming through, as soon as I get all the money that I want, that good job, boy, you think I'm going to dress better than them all. Amen. Amen. And people think that way. You don't have to wait to get it all together to start to walk in something.
Amen.
You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until it all. I'm going to tell you what. Look at me straight up. It's never going to all come together because God's always going to be making it better.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you really think about it, if you would take yourself back 10 years and look at yourself right now, you say, girl, you got it all together. Amen. So it will never be all together because God always has the ability to make it better.
Yes, amen.
You may not be where you want to be. Thank God you're not where you used to be. Amen?
Amen.
You're a whole lot better off than some of the others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody hungry right now?
Amen.
Anybody hungry? He hungry? Well, I gave you some money. Glory to God. Go right around the corner. Amen. Hallelujah. But God will make a way. You can believe God and put that stuff to practice and watch him do it. Give us that quick testimony, sister. I love Anita. She's a trip, isn't she? She don't come to church to love the Lord. She can laugh at me. I'm joking. I'm going to start showing. Anyway,
I want to just give a quick praise report because God's been so good to us. Jesse and I have been together since 1979. That's 23 years in June. And our first couch was an old door sitting on four cinder blocks with a cushion on it. Our next couch, I saw an ad on a index card in the laundry room of the apartments. It was $25, and it was a Herculon orange brown plaid couch and chair that matched, and it was just heaven. And it even came with this little wooden jewelry box because one of the legs was broke. And I still have that jewelry box. And I've always wanted a couch. And in many, many times, I've gone to furniture stores in faith and looked because I wanted to buy a couch. And my grandma gave us an old couch. And my mom gave us an old couch. And a friend of ours gave us an old couch.
And I didn't give you an old, I gave you a nice one. It was it wasn't all that. Don't trash it. Come on.
It wasn't the one I wanted.
Okay. I'm getting out of this church.
I wanted it. But y'all know what I mean. You know, when you want to go, I've Been married 23 years. I never had a couch. I got to go buy. And I got a couch this week. I got a new couch.
Hallelujah.
It's a brown leather couch.
Praise
and it's
him, girl.
Gorgeous. It's a sleeper sofa, and it's all leather. Not just, it isn't fake leather.
Praise God for that
it
couch.
Isn't pleather. It's real leather. And it's a sleeper sofa, and it's got two matching rocking chairs, and I'm so happy. Thank you, Jesus!
Bling, bling. Glory to God.
Which
God did it.
Give me some more faith to believe for my car.
Give me a report about the car. How long has she been believing for this car? Give her the praise. Are y'all getting encouraged by hearing this stuff?
I wanted a minivan.
You're not getting encouraged?
I wanted a minivan since 1983. I remember. You know what? I said I told my husband I wanted a minivan, and you know what we got? We got $1,000 69 year Volkswagen. It had a and he hooked a little fan on it because it didn't have an air conditioner. And we drove that thing until 4 years ago. And I had a picture of this red Sienna van in my kitchen. And I looked at it every day. And I praised God for that van. And I praised him for it. And I praised him for it. And I got my van, and it's out in that parking lot. And God did this for me. And he's no respecter of persons. And what he'll do for one, he'll do for another.
Everybody. Amen.
He will do it. He will do it for you. He will do it for you.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Jesus, man.
If you just, it's just, you know, that blesses. You think, I tell you what, when God blesses you, it does more than make you happy.
Amen.
It does more than make you happy. When God blesses you, it does more than just give you joy. It gives God joy.
Amen.
God gets so much when you start, when God blesses you and you get happy about it, I want you to know he's happier than you could ever think about being when you get blessed.
Amen.
It delights the Father to do good things for his children.
That's right.
Amen. So will you let God be happy by blessing you?
Bless me, Lord.
Amen. Don't make it difficult to get blessed.
Amen.
You know, it's not like, oh, he's thinking, run out of money if I keep blessing all these people. No, he's looking for somebody to bless. Amen. Somebody can receive it. Amen.
Right.
So, Father, why don't you right now?
Thank you, Father.
Let me say hallelujah. Glory to God. You've already got to see my battery's going out, so I'm just going to use this one.
That's how Jesse tells his church is finished. He turns this thing on 2 hours before service starts. He said, if his battery rolls out, he knows service is over. Amen. No. But Father, right now, people are sowing in faith. People are sowing in faith right now. Amen. Hallelujah. So $1. Brother, so $1. I gave you many of them. So $1. Teach them what a seed is. Amen. Tizo, teach them what a seed is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll give it back to you. Amen. I'll sow it back. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, Father, somebody say, I live by what I sow. Hallelujah. So right now, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I covenant with your people as they sow into your work, Father God, it comes back to them 100-fold. Father God, right now, we got people in here believing you for roofs. Hallelujah. For roofs and drywalls. Hallelujah. For carpet and all kind of stuff, Father God. For electric bills. Hallelujah. For rent. Hallelujah. For many things, Father God. So, Father God, as they sow this seed tonight, would you bless them? Father God, I pray specifically over Porter and Conroe tonight. And, Lord, I pray that some of this blessing would be switched around in the name of Jesus. Father God, move over to Conroe area. Move all unrighteous men from authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Move all unrighteous men from authority right now in the name of Jesus. Turn it upside down in the name of Jesus. Move over Conroe. Break every curse, Father God. Bring restoration in the name of Jesus over that area and set every captive free. And we pray and we loot right now over in the name of Jesus. We remove that spirit of fear that's over those people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we curse the spirit of fear over those people in Conroe right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that the captives are set free. The anointing of the Holy Ghost has come to set the captive free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, you don't have to be scared anymore. Walk tall.
in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, we also pray over the Porter area right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your faithful ministers that go down there and evangelize in that area, Father God, to bring the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father God, let this seed bless that area. Father God, oh God, you put seed out there. Hallelujah. Lord, we don't even know where the word's going. Hallelujah. But we thank you that it's going right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let it multiply 1,000 times over. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. And right now, y'all just pray for us right now. We call every bill in this church paid. We call every bill in this church paid. Father God, we pray that you bless somebody that they might be able to bless this house. Father God, bless people so big that we can buy this whole center. In the name of Jesus. And bless those people. And right now we declare, we claim, hallelujah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hallelujah. I can only claim those five. Hallelujah. 9,995 more souls to bless. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you need an offering envelope, if you don't care, don't worry about it. But if you do need an offering envelope, Brother Jesse's got it. If not, you sow. Hallelujah. Usually in the future, if you have seed, we'll give it to you. Amen. Also, if you have any coins, we did something today that's really unique. We paid a bill, a quarter of our bill. We had a light bill due, and a quarter of that bill was paid in coins alone. Amen. And we haven't been faithful to collect our coins. Amen. You know, how many you got bills? Amen. How would you like to pay a light? How would you like to take your light bill down there and pay it in coins? Isn't that a blessing? I mean, you never know what those things can do. That machine just kept a rattling. People were looking at me, but I was rattling and tattling. That's all right. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Watch me next time. I'm going to go get one of them jugs, take it right in there. Hallelujah. If God want me to pay the rent in coins, I'll take some coins. Amen. I'll get me a wheelbarrow and go down there in coins. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So any coin, I tell you what, you can be crazy if you want to, but we are going to uphold this. Do y'all think this is tacky? If you do, get over it. Amen. But every coin that comes into this building, amen, that you don't put in the Coke machine, amen. But if you got it, amen, sew it. We got a separate place for coins. We used to have a drug, and that's the coin deal. And I want to get to the point. I want to get to the point to where we're paying out. I'm going to believe God that in the future, Nations Church, no matter how big that church is, will pay its light bill and its telephone bill in coins. How do you like that? How do you like that? So every coin you got, somebody say nickels, dimes. Now don't put your bucks up and pull out some coins. Amen. Keep your offering. Amen. Somebody said, I like this church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I like that church. You can bring your coins. I mean, somebody said it's going to be packed next week. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, if you don't want to do the coin thing, amen, still sell your stuff. But if you don't want to do the coins, leave them in your car. Amen. And I pray that when you go out and drive in that car and that coin sitting on that dashboard and God looks at you and say, look at you. That's a daggone shame. Hold on, get your coins out. Jesus might ask for them. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So, Father God, we bless the coins. Somebody say, we bless the coins. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And, Father God, for everybody that participates in the coins, hallelujah, fairly, and everybody that honors what we ask, they don't have to do it, Father God, but I just ask. And for everybody that honors that coin thing, Father God, as they scrape it off the bottom, you rip it off from the top in the name of Jesus. I pray that would be the covenant right now. I declare it right now, Father God, for those that honor those, because there are some people that's all they can do. Father God, I pray as they honor you and remember you and take those coins seriously, Father God, that you'd rip off some good stuff in the top. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you have ever been blessed before? People just walk up and bless you. Hallelujah. People just walk up and bless you. I pray it happens again and again and again and again and again. So, amen. Why don't you come on up and do that? Amen. Hallelujah. I enjoyed y'all tonight. Amen. Y'all were good. How many of you have heard your CD? How many of you have heard your CDs? How many have listened to a CD and got something out of it? You actually listen. If you've listened to a CD, wiggle your finger. If you've listened to a CD, wiggle your finger. If you've listened to a CD, Amen. And you, or if you've never been sown CDs before, if you've never been sown a CD, or if you've listened to a CD, not never been given one, but if you've listened to one or been sown one, I want to bless you with a CD tonight. Is that all right? Amen. So go out and bless. Go out to the teaching CD and go out and get a teaching CD. The only thing I request that after you listen to your teaching CD, give it to somebody else. Amen. Give it to somebody else. Is that all right? Now people say, oh, that's easy to do. But you know what? It takes time to make those CDs and stuff. Amen. But when we sow those, I'd rather have them CDs go out and bless somebody than sit up there on those little paper shelves collecting dust. Hallelujah. So get it. Grab a CD that you think you might want. Bless it. Get it in your spirit. And then go give it to somebody else in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go on. Put on some good music.